pulled the paper from her hand and nibbled on it. No, no, no. She gently removed it. I imitated her in whatever she done. She smiled, glaring in my eyes. I asked her if I could. She said no. I still did. She endured. One day, you will see the light. Running at the top of my pace, hearing vivid footsteps behind. Ish, I thought, today is my day. Aisha, Aisha, come here quick, she called. I'm so busy with tomorrow's assignment. What's it now? Come when you're done, came her compassionate reply. Come with me, please, I could do with your help. She needs me again. Okay, yeah, I decided. I know you'll always be in my heart. Just a thought and dua away. With tears in my eyes, and as my heart melted, I will forever remember you, I reflected. As I took a stroll down memory lane upstairs, it finally sparkled right in front of me. Could I be so oblivious up to now? As I could feel a trickle of moisture running down my cheeks, why did I not realize sooner? Why did I not figure it out earlier? Could I not see the signs before? Told are the tales of compassion. We listen, take in, and applaud. However, do we configure, understand, and abide the ones who have loved, have felt, and the ones who have felt, have experienced a sense of intuition, ardor, and fondness that can never be snatched from deep within? At this point, you must be wondering, what am I on about? Well, she is, or let me say, was, not just an ordinary kind of soul, but a unique being through which a flame of yearning ignites. A fountain of continuous flowing fervor, streams, and gardens of flowers, blossoms, and stems. Sadly, that great soul has left me. What it's left me with is now a concern for me, as I shall soon be taking in that very soul's footsteps, for that precious soul was my dearest, most beloved mother, and I am soon to become a mom, insha'Allah. Now if you ask me, that is a kind soul, a soul that is bounded with the pinnacle of kindness. May I become just like that kind soul, for that is indeed why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam al-ummahat. Jannah lies beneath the feet of mothers. Indeed, a kind outcome for many a kind deed. Random acts of kindness in her actions, speech, and even her silence has been portrayed and depicted just quite marvelously. If you have one value and treasure it, for that's a walking definition of kindness. Her touch, her love, her compassion, her kindness. I leave you with her act of kindness. One bitterly cold Sunday morning, she arose early, just like any other Sunday morning. I observed her closely, watching her smile as she neatly and diligently packaged the sandwiches. It was her habit to make her rounds to our community orphanage to provide for them with the little she had in her means. How did she do it? I wondered week in and week out, without fail, regardless of her emotions, well-being, and despite her giving up her comfort, she made it her duty to feed these peculiar hearts. Just witnessing the exuberance and enjoyment on those little children's faces made me feel as if I want to ensue her exact action of true kindness, which had painted a galaxy of art right before my eyes. Something I surely would love to carry out, insha'Allah. What my mother has taught me is surely a lesson learned for life. Convey kindness, and you will forever be remembered, insha'Allah. Love your mother like no other.